Good afternoon. I'd like to start out this press conference with a thank you to John Fox. On behalf of Pat Bowlen, Joe Ellis, and myself, we had four tremendous years with John here. Won 49 games, four AFC West championships. It really was a good run. He was, when I first got the job 4 years ago, the first thing I had to do was hire a coach. And John was a perfect guy for the job at that time. His energy and the type of guy that he had, and for what we needed 4 years ago, John was that perfect guy. So, the tenaciousness, his exuberance, his energy, at that time was perfect, and he never lost that. So it was perfect at the time. So I'd like to thank him and his staff for, four great years. It obviously didn't get where we wanted it to get in those 4 years, but we did have a couple. Last year had a great playoff run, and obviously didn't end up the way we wanted it to, but a lot of good things did happen. Conversation with John yesterday, both came out with the idea that, it was time to move on, for both of us. I think, the one thing that came out of that meeting, especially on his side of it, was the timing. And, the more he talked about the timing, not only, especially for him, but also for us, it was the right time. And so, we mutually agreed to part ways. But again, I want to go back and say I like John Fox as a man very much. He is a very, very good man. He's got a tremendous heart. Even the new one they fixed is still tremendous. And a guy that, I will always have a personal relationship with. And, when we did get up and he left the room, we gave each other a hug and wished each other the best of luck. And, that relationship will always remain that way. And because I do, and we as an organization do owe John Fox, a tremendous amount because of what he did accomplish the last 4 years. So with that said, I'll go ahead and open it up to some questions now.
Hey, John. Having said all that, did it get to the point where your working relationship with John Fox was strained or difficult? Did it get tough?
Well, I mean, I think that in any relationship, whether it be player, coach, GM, you're always going to have, bumpy patches. I think the main thing between John and I was we disagreed how to get to the next level. And, because we accomplished so much, four AFC West championships, and but I think the biggest miss between us was how are we going to take that next step and what it was going to take to get to that next step. And so I think that's where that disagreement came from. We had a great working relationship. You always have things that you're not going to agree on.